1. The Paradise Havana System. From the periphery of Paradise to the inner borders of the seven superuniverses, there are the following seven space conditions and motions. 1. The quiescent mid-space zones impinging on Paradise. 2. The clockwise precessional of the three Paradise and the seven Havana circuits. 3. The semiquiet space zone separating the Havana circuits from the dark gravity bodies of the central universe. 4. The inner, counterclockwise moving belt of the dark gravity bodies. 5. The second unique space zone dividing the two space paths of the dark gravity bodies. 6. The outer belt of dark gravity bodies, revolving clockwise around Paradise. 7. A third space zone, a semiquiet zone, separating the outer belt of dark gravity bodies from the innermost circuits of the seven superuniverses. The billion worlds of Havana are arranged in seven concentric circuits immediately surrounding the three circuits of Paradise satellites. There are upwards of 35 million worlds in the innermost Havana circuit and over 245 million in the outermost, with proportionate numbers intervening. Each circuit differs, but all are perfectly balanced and exquisitely organized, and each is pervaded by a specialized representation of the Infinite Spirit, one of the seven spirits of the circuits. In addition to other functions, this impersonal spirit coordinates the conduct of celestial affairs throughout each circuit. Though Havana planetary circuits are not superimposed, their worlds follow each other in an orderly linear procession. The central universe whirls around the stationary Isle of Paradise in one vast plane, consisting of 10 concentric stabilized units, the three circuits of Paradise spheres and the seven circuits of Havana worlds. Physically regarded, the Havana and the Paradise circuits are all one and the same system. Their separation is in recognition of functional and administrative segregation. Time is not reckoned on Paradise. The sequence of successive events is inherent in the concept of those who are indigenous to the central isle. But time is germane to the Havana circuits and to numerous beings of both celestial and terrestrial origin sojourning thereon. Each Havana world has its own local time, determined by its circuit. All worlds in a given circuit have the same length of year since they uniformly swing around Paradise, and the length of these planetary years decreases from the outermost to the innermost circuit. Besides Havana circuit time, there is the Paradise Havana standard day and other time designations which are determined on, and are sent out from, the seven Paradise satellites of the Infinite Spirit. The Paradise Havana standard day is based on the length of time required for the planetary abodes of the first or inner Havana circuit to complete one revolution around the Isle of Paradise, and though their velocity is enormous, owing to their situation between the dark gravity bodies and gigantic Paradise, it requires almost 1,000 years for these spheres to complete their circuit. You have unwittingly read the truth when your eyes rested on the statement, "A day is as 1,000 years with God, as but a watch in the night." One Paradise Havana day is just 7 minutes, 3 1/8 seconds less than 1,000 years of the present Iranian leap year calendar. This Paradise Havana day is the standard time measurement for the seven superuniverses, although each maintains its own internal time standards. On the outskirts of this vast central universe, far out beyond the seventh belt of Havana worlds, there swirl an unbelievable number of enormous dark gravity bodies. These multitudinous dark masses are quite unlike other space bodies in many particulars, even in form they are very different. These dark gravity bodies neither reflect nor absorb light. They are non-reactive to physical energy light. And they so completely encircle and enshroud Avona as to hide it from the view of even nearby inhabited universes of time and space. The gray belt of dark gravity bodies is divided into two equal elliptical circuits by unique space intrusion. The inner belt revolves counterclockwise. The outer revolves clockwise. These alternate directions of motion, coupled with the extraordinary mass of the dark bodies, so effectively equalize the lines of Havona gravity as to render the central universe a physically balanced and perfectly stabilized creation. The inner precession of dark gravity bodies is tubular in arrangement, consisting of three circular groupings. A cross-section of this circuit would exhibit three concentric circles of about equal density. The outer circuit of dark gravity bodies is arranged perpendicularly, being 10,000 times higher than the inner circuit. The up and down diameter of the outer circuit is 50,000 times that of the transverse diameter. The intervening space which exists between these two circuits of gravity bodies is unique in that nothing like it is to be found elsewhere in all the wide universe. This zone is characterized by enormous wave movements of an up and down nature and is permeated by tremendous energy activities of an unknown order. In our opinion, nothing like the dark gravity bodies of the central universe will characterize the future evolution of the outer space levels. We regard these alternate processions of stupendous gravity, balancing bodies as unique in the master universe.